The corporate landscape is revealing some fascinating strategic shifts that go well beyond typical market movements. Uber's consideration of raising its bid for Delivery Hero above the rejected €38 per share offer illustrates how aggressive acquisition strategies are playing out in the post-pandemic economy. Delivery Hero's shares surged to an 18-month high on speculation that Uber will sweeten its proposal, which tells us that investors believe consolidation in the delivery space is both inevitable and valuable.
What's particularly interesting about this deal, Marcus, is how it reflects changing competitive dynamics in global food delivery markets. Uber's international expansion has been uneven, and acquiring Delivery Hero would give them established operations across multiple European and emerging markets where building organic presence would take years and cost significantly more than acquisition premiums.
The valuation dynamics here are worth examining closely. At €38 per share, we're talking about a substantial premium over Delivery Hero's recent trading levels, but the company's surge to 18-month highs suggests investors think even higher bids are justified. This creates interesting pressure on Uber's management to balance acquisition costs against competitive positioning.
Zoom's early investment in Anthropic, now valued at $1.27 billion, represents one of the more successful strategic bets in the AI space. This isn't just financial return. It's validation of Zoom's ability to identify transformative technology partnerships before they become obvious to the broader market. That kind of strategic foresight could be as valuable as the actual financial returns.
The Anthropic valuation also reflects how rapidly AI company valuations are evolving. When Zoom made this investment, Anthropic was primarily known within technical circles for its work on AI safety. Now it's one of the leading competitors to OpenAI, with enterprise customers and significant revenue streams. The speed of that transformation illustrates both opportunity and risk in AI investing.
Snowflake's upcoming Q1 earnings report Wednesday is generating significant attention, partly because of how investor expectations around AI integration have evolved. Companies that provide data infrastructure are being evaluated not just on traditional metrics like growth and margins, but on how effectively they're positioning themselves as foundational platforms for AI deployment.
The broader market context adds complexity to these individual company stories. Bond yields falling on hopes of U.S.-Iran deal resolution creates a more favorable environment for growth company valuations, but strategists are already warning that structural factors could keep yields elevated even if geopolitical tensions ease.
Bank of America's characterization of fiscal policy as the elephant in the room highlights a fundamental tension in current market conditions. Investors are celebrating potential reductions in geopolitical risk while ignoring longer-term challenges from government debt levels and spending commitments that could drive inflation regardless of oil prices or supply chain normalization.
The corporate earnings environment is being shaped by these conflicting forces. Companies benefiting from AI deployment and technological transformation are seeing strong valuations, while those dependent on stable supply chains and predictable energy costs are dealing with ongoing uncertainty, even as some geopolitical tensions potentially ease.
Toshifumi Suzuki's death at 93 provides an opportunity to reflect on a different era of corporate strategy. His transformation of 7-Eleven into a global empire represented patient, systematic international expansion over decades, a stark contrast to the rapid acquisition-driven growth we're seeing in technology sectors today.
Suzuki's approach to retail innovation, particularly the integration of technology with convenience store operations, created a business model that remained relevant across different economic cycles and technological changes. That kind of sustainable competitive advantage is increasingly rare in an environment where technological disruption can eliminate entire business models within a few years.
The federal seizure action against a $500 million Ponzi scheme involving homes and cars reminds us that traditional financial crimes continue even amid all this technological innovation. These cases often reveal how criminals exploit both traditional investment structures and new technologies to create increasingly sophisticated fraud schemes.
Looking at corporate strategy more broadly, we're seeing a bifurcation between companies that are successfully integrating AI and automation into their operations and those that are struggling with basic supply chain and operational challenges. Toyota's decision to cut 83,000 vehicles from overseas production illustrates how traditional manufacturing still depends on stable geopolitical conditions.
The Japanese stock market surge to record highs on hopes of ending the U.S.-Iran conflict shows how global manufacturing and supply chains remain vulnerable to regional conflicts thousands of miles away. Companies with just-in-time inventory systems and complex international supply chains face ongoing volatility until geopolitical stability returns.
For investors, this environment creates both opportunity and complexity. Companies with strong technological capabilities and flexible supply chains are positioned to benefit from both AI integration and geopolitical resolution, while those dependent on stable international trade face continued uncertainty.
The next few months will test whether market optimism about conflict resolution and technological advancement can overcome concerns about fiscal policy and structural inflation. Corporate earnings reports like Snowflake's will provide concrete data about how successfully companies are navigating these competing pressures.